Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Heart-Centered Horsemanship with Kimberly Horman. And today we're going to talk about suppleness. Suppleness is in reference to the horse's ability to bend through the body in movements like circles, corners, and turns. Those are great examples, but in the big picture, it's a small part of what the term suppleness really means. Suppleness is described as looseness and flexibility in the horse's body and mind. So, let's get into more detail here about the elements of suppleness in the training of the horse, why it's vital in dressage and many other disciplines, and how you can tell whether your horse is supple. We'll also discuss the four areas of suppleness in a horse. So, without further ado, let's get started! The FEI definition of suppleness is as follows. Pliability, ability to smoothly adjust the carriage longitudinally and the position laterally without impairment of the flow of movement and balance. Suppleness is the second element in the training scale. Though sometimes these elements end up getting skipped or overlapped, remember, you can't cut corners. Following the training scale allows you to work methodically through each module, which helps make progress measured and steady. When we look at the training scale, the first three blocks are rhythm, suppleness, and contact. These are crucial building blocks that lay the foundation of familiarization, trust, trainability, and understanding in the horse. In these stages, your horse is getting used to your aids and your weight on her back. She's learning how to move in harmony with you and connect to your aids more effectively. Once a fair amount of rhythm has been established in all working gaits, it's time to introduce suppleness. Suppleness is introduced early on in the horse's training and a foundational tool that should be schooled at length in young or novice horses. Rhythm also plays a vital role in suppleness and sets the horse up to begin learning how to accept the contact, which is next in the training scale. Rhythm and suppleness are key ingredients for proper contact. So why is suppleness so important? Your horse is carrying your weight on his back, so in order to do this and maintain biomechanical function and soft tissue health, the hindquarters must be engaged, which allows the back to slightly round. Think of it this way. If you were on your hands and knees and you braced your neck, clenched your teeth, and looked up towards the ceiling, you'll find that your back is hollow. If you lift your rib cage and slightly lift your back, you'll find that your neck will need to go into a more neutral position for this to occur. This action is similar in a horse. Mental and physical suppleness allows correct use of the muscle and ligament structures, allowing the back to swing and the musculoskeletal system to function uncompromised. When it comes to identifying what tension and stiffness looks and feels like, you might experience things like tension in the back, a clamped tail, irregularity in rhythm, lack of push or thrust from the hind legs, or a clenched jaw. The horse will have issues with straightness, and sometimes there will be a visible unevenness in the flexion of the hind leg joints. On a circle, the horse may struggle to create an arc through the rib cage on one or both sides. On the contrary, a supple horse displays a happy, relaxed expression. The stride is more elastic, the jaw is relaxed, and the back is swinging. The horse will breathe softly and rhythmically, and when the reins are lengthened, he'll stretch down and forward without losing the rhythm or balance. The horse is capable of bending to both sides equally when they're supple, and they're able to lengthen and shorten their strides as well. He'll also be able to maintain straightness and posturing in different movements. All right, so let's get into a little bit more detail about the four building blocks of suppleness. So suppleness is divided into four areas: lateral, longitudinal, mental, and suppleness of the joints. Lateral suppleness refers to the horse's ability to flex side to side. This makes for balanced circles, corners, and turns. With more lateral suppleness comes more straightness. Straightness is only true when the horse's body is aligned to the path he's following. So think of a train following train tracks for a moment. It's not shifting side to side, it's simply going straight along the straightaways and bending car by car around the turns. Think of the horse's spine like the cars on a train. When one derails, the rest of them will become unbalanced. On a curved line, the hind foot falls should still be in alignment with the tracks left by the front feet. Despite the bend around the circle, the body will be in alignment, demonstrating straightness. Lateral suppleness allows for the horse to maintain their longitudinal axis to stay in line with the direction of travel. When it comes to longitudinal suppleness, we're now focusing on the top line, the back, neck, pole, and jaw. Longitudinal suppleness allows for the back to swing and maintain impulsion from the hindquarters. The contact will feel elastic and even. In order for a horse to develop throughness, she needs to learn how to effectively lift her back, step her hind legs further underneath her body, and be able to both lengthen and compress her frame. Suppleness of the joints refers to your horse's ability to move freely and with a wide range of motion. This does not focus on the top line. Instead, we're focusing here on the hocks, knees, jaw, pole, and hips. If any of these areas become tense, the whole body is affected. When all of these key joints are supple, the horse will have the ability to show more expressive gaits and continue the development of cadence. Now for my favorite one. I find mental suppleness the most interesting puzzle piece of them all. Here we're looking at harmony, partnership, confidence, and willingness of the horse to follow the aids of the rider. A mentally supple horse is able to be accommodating and flexible when faced with a new exercise or situation. Anxiety leads to tension and a hollow back. In turn, bending will become difficult for him, and he may go against your bending aids altogether. Mental suppleness plays a vital role in longitudinal and lateral suppleness. So let's think about putting it all together for a minute. All of the above aspects of suppleness must work together in order to create an overall supple horse. As you work on each element of suppleness, the overall suppleness of your horse will continue to improve. Remember, true suppleness means your horse needs to be relaxed both physically and mentally. You want the feeling that the horse's whole body is moving, not just his legs. Suppleness will remain an important tool throughout the levels, and you'll revisit it with your horse quite often. He must have the ability to release mentally and physically to be able to use his whole body to its full potential. I trust this episode has helped clarify all of the tools involved in building the foundation for suppleness in your horse. If you're still struggling or have questions, feel free to hop on my Facebook page. You can go to my website, heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, and contact me right from there using the contact form. I'll also be writing up a blog post in relation to this podcast, and you can leave a comment below that. Listening while riding your horse might help put what you've learned into action. So, thanks for listening, and let's make your next ride a harmonious, confident, and connected one. Talk to you next time.